Imagine me, sitting on my pink ruffled bedspread. My stuffed elephant Zelda is next to me. I am writing my first letter to Santa. I use paper with no lines, so I look more sophisticated. Dear Santa, you always are so generous. There really isn't anything I want. The Barbie doll you brought me last year honestly is holding up quite well. So this year, if you have to give the presents that you made for me to someone else who might be more deserving, that is absolutely fine. Just wanted you to know. Although, my Barbie's been so lonely lately, I've been thinking she could use a Ken. With blue eyes and a fuzzy buzz cut, and arms and legs that bend, that's what Barbie needs. I'm only thinking of her feelings when I say, all I want for Christmas is a Ken. But then, since Barbie and Ken have places to be, maybe a Malibu convertible. My preference is red, though blue would do. I leave that up to you. And my Barbie would never want Ken to see where she's living currently, an empty Quaker Oats container. So a Barbie dream house would be kind of a no-brainer. You've got a big supply of those, I bet. So the dream house, the convertible, and Ken, and I'm all set. And yet, Midge is Barbie's friend, and when Barbie's dating Ken, she's gonna need a confidant to turn to for advice on what to wear and share the thrilling details of her date. So Ken, the car, the house, and Midge, that would be great. But wait, since Barbie will be dating, I suppose, she's gonna need some fabulous new clothes. There's hundreds of outfits from which to choose, and they come with accessories, handbags, and shoes. There are so many things that Barbie can be. She's a big inspiration to girls like me. So how about an outfit, or five, or nine, but not in her size? I mean in mine! Millennium princess, a ballet star, a rock and roll chick with a pink guitar, and I'd love my own cowgirl outfit, of course. And maybe, why not, could I have a horse? 'Cause look at what I got, it doesn't compare with everything she's got. It hardly seems fair. I mean, if my Barbie gets all that stuff, then clearly I haven't demanded enough. A patio set and a bubblegum store, a dream kitchen stocked with utensils galore, my own soda fountain, a ski chalet, a poodle to walk down the Champs-Élysées. I could go on, you get the idea. So thanks a lot, Santa. Take care and I'll see ya. Love, Megan. P.S. Considering all of the things that I lack, I'll have to continue this list on the back.